So, after a long break, we're coming back to The Essence of a Human Life, Words of Advice for the Lay Practitioner by Jason Kappa. Okay, so we were on the 7th verse, halfway through the 7th verse when the hiatus started. So the 7th verse said, with such thoughts, make efforts in refuge, live as best you can according to the 5 lifelong precepts which we discussed, praised by the Buddha as the basis of lay life. Okay? And then, this is what I'm going to talk about today, take sometimes the 8 one-day precepts and guard them dearly. Okay, so the one-day precepts are taken for one day. You usually take them before dawn, in other words, before it's light enough to see the lines in the palm of your hand. The first time you take them from somebody who already has them, and then after that you can take them by yourself in front of the altar. At the Abbey, we often have people who have not taken them before, and we don't give them every time, every full and new moon when we take them. So we have people, do the ceremony with us, and they have a similitude of the precepts. Yeah. So the precepts are just like the 5 lay precepts, with a few exceptions. Okay. So no killing, no stealing. This is for the 24-hour period. And then, whereas the lay precepts are to avoid unkind and unwise sexual behavior, for this 24-hour period, it's celibacy. Okay, so no sexual contact at all. And then not lying, and then not taking intoxicants, okay, are the first 5 lay precepts. But here, yeah, so you have those 5. Actually, let me go on to the next verse, since we hit the 5th one, because the next one, it talks about that. Although it isn't talking about it just in the terms of when you take the precepts, it's talking about it in terms of your life in general. Okay, so we'll just skip ahead and then go back to count the 8 precepts. So the next verse says, drunkenness particularly is the ruin of the world. Held in contempt by the wise, therefore, my fine-featured ones, it is good to turn from such despised behavior. Okay, so drunkenness. You know, and not only, that's a nice view of drunkenness. I'm not giving the view of it. Which we know, don't we? Okay, but it includes taking illegal drugs, even though, you know, any kind of intoxication from illegal drugs, and also abusing prescription drugs, which actually cause more death than the illegal drugs. So why is it called the scourge? What was that? The ruin of the world. Okay, why? Because when we're intoxicated, we do all sorts of stupid things and then we don't even remember what we did. Yeah? We say things that we would never say when we're, you know, in our right senses. We make dumb decisions. We take risks that are totally, you know, out in left field. And then it also, so those kind of things harms ourselves, but also it, you know, the image, how we present ourselves to somebody else when we're drunk. Yeah, is that how we want them to remember us? Yeah, as some person that, you know, can't walk a straight line and says all sorts of obnoxious things and so on. So, you know, the damage to our own body and mind from that, you know, because also the physical damage from illegal drugs and certainly too much alcohol is, you know, there's been lots of studies about that. But also, you know, what it does to our social relationships And I have so many people tell me, you know, I really don't want to drink, but when I go to a party, everybody else is. Yeah. So I often wonder if anybody at the party wants to drink, or if they're all doing it because they think everybody else expects them to drink. And no, not one of them has the courage to say, I don't want to drink. But, you know, can you imagine at a party if somebody said, oh, you know, I don't drink, then a whole lot of other people would probably say, oh, thank goodness. You know, they said it first. Now it's okay for me to say it too. Yeah? So strange how people are influenced by the peer pressure regarding this. Okay? So that's why intoxicants are, you know. And I know that many business deals are closed over intoxicants. But, you know, I also heard a story. It hasn't been verified, and I'm not sure if I have the details of the story right. But I think that that's somehow how Idaho, where the border between Idaho and Montana was set. Yeah, have you heard the story, Venerable Losung? You were nodding. Do you, what's the story exactly? Yeah, no, but there was the I heard some story where a couple of, you know, one, at least one of the governors was drunk and then gave part of the land to, I can't remember if Washington gave it to Idaho or Idaho gave it to Montana, something like that, but it was one of the governors was drunk. So that's the story. We should look it up. Yeah. But, you know, that's not such a cool thing to do, is it? Yeah. So, yeah. So let's go back to the eight precepts. You know, we did that first. But then the eight precepts. So you have that one, you know, not in taking intoxicants. Then the next one is not sitting on high or expensive beds or seats. And the reason for that is in ancient India, everybody sat on the floor. If you were sitting higher, it was because you were, you know, an important person. And so in order not to not fall prey to arrogance or conceit, then, you know, not sit on high and expensive beds and thrones. So high is, you know, from here, anything higher than a cubit. In our culture, people sit on chairs, and that's usually not a sign of being arrogant, unless, of course, you know, you sit up there while everybody else is on the floor, and you're looking down at others and, you know, feeling superior. But in our culture, it would be, you know, coming into the room, sitting at the head of the table, taking the nicest seat, the most comfortable seat, or an elevated seat, or a luxurious seat, something where we are, you know, conveying to others our superiority. Okay? So to abandon that, because it creates arrogance. And then the next one has kind of two parts of it. One part is not singing, dancing, and playing music. And although this is not a naturally negative action, it's abandoned for the period of one day. Because, first of all, it takes a lot of time, singing, dancing, and playing music. Second of all, it draws a lot of attention to ourselves. Look what a good singer I am, what a good dancer I am, what a good performer I am. And third of all, then when you sit down to meditate, you're replaying the songs, the dance steps, the entertainment. So although the precept just says singing, dancing, and playing music, it actually includes all sorts of entertainment. Yeah, just watching movies and, you know, things that are entertaining for the heck of it. And then the second part of that is not wearing perfumes, garlands, and ornaments. Yeah. So the reason for this, again, is because perfumes, garlands, and ornaments draw attention to ourselves. You know, we want to make ourselves attractive so that others are attracted to us. It's very distracting for Dharma practice. Yeah. So in terms of scents, we try to use unscented soap. If all you have is scented soap, please use soap. You know, it's okay. Same with deodorant. Try and use unscented, but if there isn't any, then use the scent. But try and get unscented things. Okay. And then don't wear perfumes after shave, these kinds of things. Fingernail polish. You know, any kind of jewelry or ornaments. Yeah, so all these kinds of things. In India, they used to wear garlands in their hair, so yeah, we don't have to worry about that. Okay, so that's the seventh one. And then the eighth one is not to eat at inappropriate times. Inappropriate times meaning after midday, you know, so after noon, and then until dawn of the next morning. So for that period, to only take beverages, okay? Beverages means thin beverages. So you can add a little bit of milk to some tea, that's fine, but not a whole glass of milk, not yogurt, yeah? You can have fruit juice if it's strained without, you know, pieces in it. You can have sweets that just dissolve in your mouth, but not things you chew. You can have vegetable broth, but again, it has to pass through a strainer, like a tea strainer, not a noodle strainer. Okay. I remember the skit you did about that. The very good skin. Okay. Those are the eight precepts. So it's very good to take them here at the Abbey. We already have the monastic precepts, but we take the eight Mahayana precepts for that, you know, the period of a day on new and full moon days. So, but you can do it any day you want. And it's especially good if you feel like, you know, your practice is losing energy, or you've been really, really distracted and your mind is like all over the place, or you just did something that you don't feel so good about doing and you know you need to get yourself back on track, then take the precepts, yeah, for one day, and it's a really, really good practice. Yeah. So that's the Tsongkhapa's recommendation to lay practitioners.